Stephen Wing is a poet based in Atlanta. His recently released book, Wild Atlanta, Green Spaces and Preserves of the City and the Forest, features poems about nearly 24 protected wild places around Metro Atlanta, with photos by Luz Wright. Next week, Stephen comes to Chattanooga, appearing at Wanderlinger Brewing Company on Tuesday evening, October 10th. Stephen, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
What is earth poetry, eco-poetry? How does it inspire and infuse this work, Wild Atlanta?
Eco-poetry is a recognized subgenre of poetry that is studied in literature classes. Earth poetry is a term I made up myself, and I'm not sure it really syncs with the eco-poetry that's taught in grad school. I made the term up when I realized that going back to ancient times, poetry has always included a nature theme in many times and places, different eras and cultures. And so I started to study that. I realized that although it waxed and waned, poets have often carried on the tradition that began with ancient shamans, tribal shamans, who would spend time in nature and encounter nature spirits, totem animals, or plant spirits, and they would bring messages back from nature to the tribe, and they became kind of an intermediary between human society as it developed and the natural world. And as nature has more and more been replaced by human civilization and built environments, that role has kind of receded into the background, but at the same time, it has gotten more important for people to remain connected to their original roots as part of the community of nature. So I've sort of taken it as a personal mission to use poetry to try to bring awareness back of how indebted we are for our daily existence to the natural world. It's getting more and more obvious how dangerous it is to forget that and to assume that we can somehow exist apart from nature. It's having increasingly devastating consequences, and it's harder and harder to ignore. It's harder and harder to live as if we are a separate entity. Wild Atlanta is my new book of poems written and inspired by these different nature preserves. I'm discovering more and more places in Atlanta that are protected pockets of wilderness, of wild nature, at least. It sort of started at a place called the Wild Center, which is a community garden space, and it's more or less a collaboration with nature. Here in my backyard is the Lake Clair Community Land Trust, which is a little bit wilder. It includes community garden spaces, but also some wilder areas. The extreme from that is places like Heritage Park in Cobb County out to the northwest of the city, or Arabia Mountain out to the southeast of the city, where an area has been cordoned off from development and people can really walk in more of a wilderness setting. And to me, it all counts as places to connect with nature and what I call the wild imagination, the part of us that goes back all those generations to when nature was the primary inspiration for art and ritual and things like that.
Let's hear one of the poems.
Okay. This one is for Cascade Springs Nature Preserve in Southwest Atlanta, and it embodies the contrast between being in a natural place and what surrounds you in those places. It's called The Secret Lair of the Wild. Cars flash by on the road above the rocky gorge. Trucks roar across the bridge above the waterfall. Daylight peers warily like a wild creature through an arched doorway at the other end of a shadowy tunnel where the stream runs secretly beneath the street. Beyond this hidden cavern of quiet, the vast demented world rumbles past, webbed in a spell of pistons and cylinders, radio announcers and a throbbing bass. The passing drivers might or might not glance down into this grotto filled with trees so gaudily dressed for fall. The square foundation of a vanished springhouse outlined in moss marks the all but forgotten habitation of humans. Half a dozen oranges and a bunch of yellow daisies bobbing in a shallow pool among the rocks mark the presence of the old gods of Africa. Ancient lichen streaks the boulders. Green slime coats the stones in the stream. Raised welts of red granite map the history of escaping lava that long ago split the sedimentary layers. Young people walk the trails, snapping photos, laughing and chattering. Safe in the secret lair of the wild in the midst of the city, the sunlight licks another litter of young. The traffic on Cascade Road mutters and sighs, like a fitful dream of sports and weather, profit and loss, love and heartache. The city ticks all night like a hypnotist's watch. The steady trickle of the waterfall measures another kind of time altogether.
You mentioned poetry's roots in the Paleolithic. What do you think it is about traveling to these green spaces and walking around these green spaces, standing within these green spaces throughout the Atlanta area that kickstarts this type of poetry that goes way back?
I think that poetry is generally considered one of the more personal of the art forms, especially the literary forms. And what happens to me is that I begin to develop a personal relationship with nature, which is very different from seeing myself as a human here to dominate nature or control nature, harness nature for my own purposes. It becomes more of a one-to-one relationship. And it's almost like I'm having a conversation with my surroundings in which nature is speaking to me without words, but I am responding in words. I've started out in life as a reader, and it was a natural thing for me to become a writer. So words are the natural medium for me. But I think anyone that goes and spends time in nature would have their own mode of response, their own way of entering that conversation, whether it's in words or maybe someone has a sketchbook or a camera, like my friend Luz, who took the wonderful pictures in the book. But it's not really necessary to have a particular way of responding. What's important is to develop that personal relationship where when you see on the news about someplace being destroyed for development, you react not on an intellectual level, but on a level of a relationship. And I think a lot of people actually share that feeling. And there's a lot of people out there who are really in grief or in shock at what's happening and how fast it's happening as nature gets cut down to provide for our needs. So I think the change that's needed to balance things out starts with that personal relationship.
How do you think this work resonates with an area such as Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley?
In a way, Chattanooga is closer to its natural surroundings than we are. It's beautifully situated there under Lookout Mountain. And I know a lot of people in Chattanooga visit the recreational places that are available around there. And Chattanooga is actually one of my favorite cities from when I used to travel. But I think people everywhere, maybe especially in urban areas, need and crave this connection to nature and maybe don't even know it. So bringing that out in poetry is a way to remind people that they do have a connection to nature and they may have forgotten or maybe have never been introduced to it. But it's there. It's in our DNA. And it's really important for people to stand up and balance out the emphasis on development and economic growth that drives our society, because as important as that is for jobs and livelihood, it is driving us in a very perilous direction as a society, as a global civilization. So what's needed is the balance. So I hope that people in Chattanooga will respond to that when I come up for my reading.
And your reading will be on Tuesday, October 10th at Wanderlinger Brewing Company here in downtown Chattanooga. For more information about everything at Wanderlinger, you can go to wanderlinger.com. Stephen, for people who want more information about you and Wild Atlanta, where can they go online?
Well, my website is stephenwing.com, and you've got to spell it with a PH. There's a lot of information about Earth Poetry and the workshops I do and the readings I do. There's also a free download, my book about recycling, which is my profession that I'm retired from, and also a video of my poem, Washed in the Hurricane, about climate change. And the book has a website also, wildatlanta.net, where you can see sample pages from the book and read some of the media it's received, reader reviews, and also order the book if so inclined.
All right, Stephen, thanks so much.
I really appreciate it.